Lesson 20, My Soul is Pain No More, Mosiah, chapters 25-28, and Alma, chapter 36. Purpose, to inspire class members to continually apply the principle of repentance, become converted, and share the gospel. Preparation, 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Mosiah, chapter 25. Limhi's people and Alma's people gather in the land of Zarahemla with the people of Mosiah. Limhi and his people are baptized. King Mosiah authorizes Alma to organize the Church of God throughout the land of Zarahemla. B. Mosiah, chapter 26. Mosiah, chapter 27, verses 1-7. Many church members are led into sin by unbelievers. The Lord tells Alma that those who repent shall be forgiven, but those who do not repent shall not be numbered among the people of the church. Mosiah issues a proclamation forbidding believers and unbelievers from persecuting each other. C. Mosiah chapter 27 verses 8-31. Alma chapter 36 verses 6-23. Alma the younger and the four sons of Mosiah seek to destroy the Church of God. In answer to the prayers of their fathers and other church members, an angel appears to them. Alma the younger and the sons of Mosiah are converted. Alma the younger testifies of his conversion. D. Mosiah chapter 27, verse 32, through Mosiah chapter 28, verse 20. Alma chapter 36, verse 24. Alma the younger and the sons of Mosiah dedicate themselves to preaching the gospel. 2. Ask a class member to prepare a brief summary of the events that led to the conversion of Alma the younger and the sons of Mosiah. Mosiah chapter 27 verses 8-24. 3. If the pitcher conversion of Alma the younger is available, prepare to use it during the lesson. Gospel Art Pitcher Kit 321. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Ask class members, how many of you are converts? Point out that we often use the term convert to refer to a person who was baptized into the church after the age of 8. In another sense, however, each of us should be a convert. Each of us, no matter when we are baptized, must acquire his or her own testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For some people, this conversion is sudden and dramatic, but for most, it is a subtle, gradual process. Some people become converted easily, while others must struggle to develop this testimony and commitment. Note that Lesson 22 further discusses the process of becoming converted. This lesson discusses five young men who, despite being the sons of strong and faithful church leaders, had to experience their own conversions to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss the importance of becoming converted to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and encourage class members to share appropriate experiences that relate to the principles being discussed. 1. Limhi's and Alma's people join Mosiah's people in the land of Zarahemla. Discuss Mosiah chapter 25. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. Explain that Limhi's people and Alma's people joined the people of King Mosiah in Zarahemla. Mosiah chapter 22, verses 11-14, Mosiah chapter 24, verse 20, and verses 23-25. Help class members understand that there were now four groups united in Zarahemla under King Mosiah. A. Limhi's people, who were descended from Zenith, and the others who returned from Zarahemla to the land of Nephi. B. Alma's people, who had broken away from the group descended from Zenith during the reign of Noah. C. The Nephites who had remained in Zarahemla. D. The Mulekites, the original residents of Zarahemla. explain that all these people now call themselves Nephites. Mosiah chapter 25, verses 12 through 13. Mosiah assembled the people in Zarahemla and read the records of Limhi's people and Alma's people to them. Mosiah chapter 25, verses 5 through 6. How did the people of Zarahemla respond to these records? Refer to Mosiah chapter 25, verses 7 through 11. How did their responses demonstrate their charity? How have you benefited from studying the accounts of Limhi's and Alma's people? After Mosiah finished reading the records, he invited Alma to speak. Mosiah chapter 25, verse 14. What did Alma speak about? Refer to Mosiah chapter 25, verses 15 through 16. Why was it important that the people remember who had delivered them out of bondage? What effect did Alma's teachings have on Limhi and his people? See Mosiah chapter 25, verses 17 through 18. Mosiah authorized Alma to establish churches throughout all the land of Zarahemla. Mosiah chapter 25, verses 19 through 20. How were the people able to remain one church after being assembled into different congregations? See Mosiah chapter 25, verses 21 through 24. How can their example help us today as we face the challenges of remaining one in a worldwide church? 2. Many church members are led into sin by unbelievers. Read and discuss selected verses from Mosiah chapter 26, Mosiah chapter 27, verses 1 through 7. Why did many of the rising generation refuse to join the church? See Mosiah chapter 26, verses 1 through 4. How can older generations help youth gain testimonies of Jesus Christ and His gospel? How can older generations help youth feel God's love and understand their relationship to Him? The unbelievers led many members of the church into sin. What was Alma's responsibility for the church members who had sinned? See Mosiah chapter 26, verses 6 through 8. What responsibility has the Lord placed on church leaders today to help members who have committed serious sins? Whom did Alma consult when Mosiah declined to judge the people who had sinned? See Mosiah chapter 26, verses 10 through 14. How have you received guidance in your responsibilities when you have turned to God in prayer? What did the Lord tell Alma to do with the people who had sinned? See Mosiah chapter 26, verses 29 through 30 and verse 32. Why is confession an important step in the process of repentance? Why is it important to forgive one another? Mosiah chapter 26, verse 31. How have you been blessed by forgiving someone or by having someone forgive you? Although the church began again to have peace and to prosper, members of the church were often persecuted by unbelievers. Mosiah chapter 26, verses 37 through 38, and chapter 27, verse 1. What did King Mosiah do when church members complained about this persecution? See Mosiah chapter 27, verses 1 through 5. In what ways might church members be persecuted today? What are some productive ways to deal with persecution? 3. Alma the Younger and the sons of Mosiah are visited by an angel. Read and discuss selected verses from Mosiah chapter 27, verses 8 through 31, and Alma chapter 36, verses 6 through 23. Explain that even after Mosiah had issued a proclamation forbidding persecution, some unbelievers continued to try to destroy the church. These unbelievers included Mosiah's own four sons and one of Alma's sons. Mosiah chapter 27, verses 8 through 9. Ask the assigned class member to summarize the events that led to the conversion of Alma the Younger and the sons of Mosiah. Mosiah chapter 27, verses 8 through 24. If you are using the picture of Alma the Younger, display it now. Why did the Lord send an angel to speak to Alma the Younger and his companions? See Mosiah chapter 27, verse 14. How can prayer help us when a loved one strays from the gospel. When he was Church Commissioner of Education, Jeffrey R. Holland said, "Perhaps no anguish of the human spirit matches the anguish of a mother or father who fears for the soul of a child. But parents can never give up hope or caring or believing. Surely they can never give up praying. At times, prayer may be the only course of action remaining, but it is the most powerful of them all." Alma, the son of Alma, Ensign, March 1977, pages 80 through 81. What are some ways the Lord sends help in response to the prayers of the righteous for loved ones who have strayed? Help class members understand that the Lord will not always send an angel, as He did to Alma, but He sends help in countless other ways. He may send a sensitive leader or friend, dedicated home teachers or visiting teachers, or an inspired sermon to affect the lives of those for whom we pray. How have you seen the power of prayer help in a situation that appeared to be beyond remedy? What did the angel tell Alma the younger? Refer to Mosiah chapter 27, verses 13 through 17. What happened to Alma the younger after the angel departed? See Mosiah chapter 27, verses 18 through 19. How did Alma respond when he heard about his son's experience with the angel? See Mosiah chapter 27, verse 20. Why did he rejoice? Explain that years after his conversion, Alma told his son Helaman about the experience. Alma chapter 36, verses 6 through 24. Using the accounts in Mosiah chapter 27 and Alma chapter 36, help class members contrast Alma's feelings before and after he was forgiven. Consider asking some class members to look at the account in Mosiah chapter 27, while others look at the account in Alma chapter 36. You may want to summarize the discussion in a chart like the one on page 92. This chart has two columns, before and after. Before, carnal and fallen to be cast off. Mosiah, chapter 27, verses 25 through 27, and Alma, chapter 36, verse 11. After, redeemed of God, born of the Spirit. Mosiah, chapter 27, verses 24 through 25, Alma, chapter 36, verse 23. Before, waiting through much tribulation. Mosiah, chapter 27, verse 28. After, snatched out of an everlasting burning. Mosiah chapter 27, verse 28. Before, in the gall of bitterness and bonds of iniquity. Mosiah chapter 27, verse 29. After, redeemed from the gall of bitterness and bonds of iniquity. Mosiah chapter 27, verse 29. Before, in the darkest abyss. Mosiah chapter 27, verse 29. After, behold the marvelous light of God. Mosiah chapter 27, verse 29. Before, racked with eternal torment. Mosiah chapter 27, verse 29. After, soul pain no more. Mosiah chapter 27, verse 29. Before, harrowed up by the memory of his many sins. Alma chapter 36, verse 17. After, no longer harrowed up by the memory of his sins. Alma chapter 36, verse 19. Before, felt exquisite and exceeding pain. Alma chapter 36, verses 20 through 21. After, felt exquisite and exceeding joy. Alma chapter 36, verses 20 through 21. Before, soul racked with horror at the thought of being in the presence of God. Alma chapter 36, verses 14 through 15. After, soul longed to be in the presence of God. Alma chapter 36, verse 22. What led Alma to be delivered from his suffering? See Alma chapter 36, verses 17 through 18. How can Alma's experiences be compared to our own experiences in becoming converted? Refer to the quotation below for one possible answer. Elder Bruce R. McConkie said, "Alma serves as a pattern. the horror for sin that engulfed him should be felt by every wayward member of the kingdom. Then repentance would be forthcoming, as it was with our Nephite friend. From A New Witness for the Articles of Faith, page 229. 4. Alma and the sons of Mosiah dedicate themselves to preaching the gospel. Read and discuss selected verses from Mosiah chapter 27, verse 32, through Mosiah chapter 28, verse 20, Alma chapter 36, verse 24. What did Alma the younger and the sons of Mosiah do after their conversion? Refer to Mosiah chapter 27, verses 32 through 37. How did this demonstrate that they were truly converted? How do our actions reflect the sincerity and depth of our conversion? Why did the sons of Mosiah and their companions want to preach the gospel among the Lamanites? See Mosiah chapter 28, verses 1 through 3, and the quotation below. What promises did the Lord give King Mosiah regarding his son's missionary efforts? See Mosiah chapter 28, verses 6 through 7. Elder L. Tom Perry said, "After conversion comes the desire to share, not so much out of a sense of duty, even though that responsibility falls on the priesthood, but out of a sincere love and appreciation for that which has been received. When such a pearl of great price comes into our lives, we cannot be content just to admire it by ourselves. It must be shared." In Conference Report, April 1984, page 106, or Ensign, May 1984, page 79. Once we have been converted, how can we increase our commitment to share the gospel? Conclusion. Explain that each of us must experience his or her own conversion. Though it may be more subtle and gradual than the conversion experienced by Alma and the sons of Mosiah, it will have the same results. Read Mosiah chapter 27, verse 29. Emphasize that through repentance and the atonement of Jesus Christ, we can receive forgiveness so our souls will be pained no more. Then we can become instruments in the Lord's hands to bless the lives of others. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. Additional teaching idea. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use this idea as part of the lesson. They did deceive many with their flattering words. Mosiah chapter 26, verse 6. How were Alma the younger and the sons of Mosiah, along with other unbelievers, able to lead many members of the church into sin? See Mosiah chapter 26, verse 6, and chapter 27, verses 8 through 9. How can flattery deceive us and lead us astray? Why is it important that we be careful about whom we allow to influence us? Refer to the quotation below. How can a foundation of faith in Jesus Christ help us avoid being influenced by the flattery of unbelievers? Elder Ezra Taft Manson said, "Seeking the applause of the world, we like to be honored by the men and the world honors. But therein lies real danger, for oft times, in order to receive those honors, we must join forces with and follow those same devilish influences and policies which brought some of those men to positions of prominence. Today we are being played within by the flattery of prominent men in the world." Conference Report, October 1964, page 57, or Improvement Era, December 1964, page 1067. End of Lesson 20. My soul is pained no more.